I hope we will improve. There will be doing things better in terms of time. We are now 15 minutes late, but this we don't have a long agenda for today. We will check the minutes.
PNG is recording, so you would love to find out if we can use the mic for speaking for the recording. Parliamentary Monitoring Group.
Okay.
You're responsible, Chair.
Okay. So
thank you, Chair. We want to hear you audible.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Whip. Thank you very much, Honorable Adams. Honorable members, we now taking the opportunity to start our meeting. Welcome everybody. We have checked, we are in fact already. There are six, because I'm counted, so we are correct. So, Denison, do you agree? We are correct.
Hello, I'm looking at the secretary for that, Chair.
What is your answer to my question?
I'm looking towards the secretary for that, Chair.
Oh,
unfortunately, if I answer, I'm taking her greater matter at the moment.
Okay. Secretary, we are correct. Okay. Thank you very much. In terms of time, we should improve in terms of starting aiding, but at least what is comforting, we don't really have a hectic work today. We thought in the morning we'll start with the portfolio committee of police, but the chairperson requested that we do it in the morning tomorrow at 9 o'clock. So just those minutes, the joint minutes, we dealt with them. Then we have agreed. So I'll request that then one of the members, if we can meet with the portfolio committee, we can look into the minutes of that. So when we go there, at least we approve. It should be 5 minutes or 10 minutes. Just those matters you don't want to leave hanging, because minutes become good minutes when they are approved by those that were part of the meeting. So I think that's the importance of having a meeting that is recorded. So for now and for today, the main item really is the consideration of the Chair Minister before report. But before we go to it, we always start with other things such as the minutes, and even before we go to the minutes, we always start with checking the apologies. So I will then give the Secretary a moment to take us through the apologies, standard item. Committee Secretary?
Thank you, Chair. I've got the apology of Honorable Mashopa, as she's still unwell. Honorable Sitale also sent his apology earlier this morning. Honorable Sitole is also not able to attend the meeting. I'm trying to think of the last one. Oh, Honorable Masiela is also unwell. Thank you, Chair.
Thank you very much. Honorable Ryder.
Thank you, Chair. The Honorable Dr. Fick apparently also sent an apology this morning. He is traveling. He's on his way. He will just be late.
Okay. Thank you very much. Thank you very much. I know he's an honorable member indeed. He will find us here. It's always when he says he's coming, he indeed comes. Thank you very much. Maybe we were talking about apologies. Last time we resolved to send a note to our colleague, Dr. Madlopa, to for a speedy recovery. We sent flowers and that good watch card. That was done. My office ensured that the decision of the committee is taken care of. I think she is smiling even today that you colleague of her is in your mind. I think I thank you for that, because taking care of one another is a sign that we are human beings. We, you know, in Nguni we call it Ubuntu. So thank you very much. See, committee secretary, you are away from me. So in terms of the next issue, because there are things you should be whispering if you are here, in terms of the next issue. Now you operating from a distance.
But sir, you can still whisper by a remote control. Call WhatsApp.
By WhatsApp. Okay. So, I want to check the next issue now. Members, I'm now properly advised that we will then go to the two sets of minutes. Honorable Adams?
Sir, if my memory serves me correct, last week we met in GH42, and we have accepted both sets of minutes. In actual fact, in S35, we have accepted the minutes of the 16th, and we still put here that that was the questions of the inputs and the writing of the questions that had to be submitted to the department. And we accepted the minutes on the 17th, the 16th minute, 16th of October. And the 17th of October, we have accepted the minutes. The standing secretary was supposed to liaise with the secretary. And I think that we didn't liaise with the secretary, because we have accepted those minutes on the 17th in G42. GH42.
Thank you very much. Honorable Adams is correcting us that we have done this work. Can we confirm? Honorable Patricia Adams, you confirming?
Yes, I'm
Honorable Mjogo is confirming that the two sets of minutes have gone through our eyes, so we confirming. Okay, so which means we are done in terms of the minutes. So
sorry, sir. Yeah.
Okay.
Sorry, sir. Sorry, sir. Sorry,
okay.
I'm terribly sorry. on the agenda of the 23rd, it was the consideration of the following internal draft documents, the minutes 4, 16th and 17th.
Yeah.
So it's there.
Mm.
It has been accepted.
Yeah, yeah. So which is really confirmed.
Mm-hmm.
So now, which means?
23rd.
The minutes of the 23rd?
Mm.
Is what we are looking into for the first time.
Mm.
Okay. So let's then go to the minutes of the 23rd. We start the first page. The second page, the third page, which is the last page. Can we get a mover for the adoption of the minutes? Honorable Ndrabo, Honorable Matebe, second. Thank you very much, meaning we are done with the minutes of the 23rd. So which is the only minutes that was outstanding for today. Thank you very much. Which means there are there's the main subject now, the portfolio committee of public works, yeah, good that you are increasing. Study tour on the Federal Republic of Germany. So we're getting to that report. I'm in your hands, Honorable Members, in terms of whether we want to go page by page, or so can I get the advice from members, how do we work on this one? At least it is shown there. It's easy to go through. Honorable Ndrabo?
Thank you, Shepherdson. I'm just checking if it's possible to start with the recommendation first.
Yeah, I think that looks good. But we focus on what we are instructing. Honorable Reda?
Chairperson, and look, based on the content, I think it would be easier to go heading by heading rather than page by page. Because obviously there's two or three, there can be two or three visits detailed on one page.
Okay, so, but we are agreeing that let's first look at the recommendations and then we take your approach as well, we have time. So. Okay, Committee Secretary, we are in your hands. Take us through the recommendations. Honorable Adams?
No. Chair, I know you like to give the Committee Secretary work, and I agree with you on that basis, but I think the report is the responsibility of either the content advisor or the to go take us through, because who drafted it? The drafters. because that's why normally the content advisor or the researcher goes along to international trips to take us through to that.
Okay, to me, any one of them can do it.
It's more faster
content
than
advisor.
Also.
Chair, just to correct the notion that the content advisor and the researcher drafts the reports, the responsibility of all written work is that of the secretary. The secretary to the committee, that's why I mentioned it to her the other day as well, we work for her. So the reports, no, we are a resource to the committee and to the committee secretary. She is the main person in the committee. So it would be better, Chair, if the secretary does the report.
Okay, from where I sit, I'll avoid the dialogue. I have requested the secretary, but the honorable members suggested the coded advisor, and I've agreed. So I think we should really move along those lines, that the coded advisor present, and in fact he has been presenting so all along. Now it shouldn't be like it's about you know, other things.
Chair, I don't want to waste time, but Chair, I would love to work for a boss that I earn more than the boss. As Shuaib has now said, he's working for the secretary, but he earns more than the secretary, so I would love to.
Yeah. No, I think I'm not thinking he's really serious. I think he's just playing with us. Shweb, do you want to present?
Honorable Chair, it's also about growth and assisting people and giving them...
No, please. You don't do this to the
committee. I am going through... I'm just trying to see, Chair, what is best, because we could do, as the Honorable Ndobo requested or suggested, just straight to the recommendations. But there are matters observed and matters and findings under some of the headings. And for instance, Chair, if we think of what we found in Bonn, which is one of the main reasons for the visit. So I wonder, Chair, whether with your permission it's not better for us to go to page 18 and we do 19, and then we go to the recommendations 20 to 21. Because the recommendations would make more sense if we do that. That's just a question, Chair, to assist the committee.
Yeah, no, it makes sense, but just as a way of doing things, when members suggest and then agree, and then we then say let's move, then it assists also to show that we really respect that. If the members suggested let's start by recommendations, I think let's start with that, because that's what the members have said. We then go the way also because members have put two proposals, that it would be subject by subject, and then
Chair, I just want to check that I understand correctly that we're going to start on recommendations and then go back and work through the document and then conclude on recommendations again, because after all we're adopting the whole report, we're not just adopting the recommendations. So I just want to make sure that my understanding is correct.
You are correct. Can we move?
Chair, I don't want to be a spanner in the works, Chair, or sound like a wet blanket, but I think that we're going to go backwards and forwards.
Mm-hmm.
And I would love to call on my colleagues for their indulgence if we can rather take it heading by heading. and then end up with our recommendations, because it might be that we could shift some of the stuff that's in here to recommendations that we can and remove that to the recommendations. Instead of starting with the recommendations, we then go back to the report and then shift back to recommendations again, and we do it heading by heading. And I would further propose, Chair, that instead of the content advisor reading the report to us, as members had insight on the report, if there's any changes, argument's sake, if we go heading by heading, you say point one, any changes or anything, we say no, we move to point two. As such, Chair, I would propose that we do it in that way, if it's possible to you.
Honourable Njabo, are you comfortable with the persuasion? Okay, so the Chair is fine. So we exactly follow what the whip is suggesting. Mr. Dennison?
Sorry, Chair. Maybe we can, as I've said, you go to headings. Like point number one, you say introduction. There's nothing on there. You go to point number one. No, there's no two here. Oh.
Focus
should be two. Point two, page two.
Yeah,
the numbering is just a bit of incorrect, Chair. Which is also our first matter that should be done correctly, Chair. And then if we can do the headings, introduction, you put the report introduction. If there's nothing, we move to point two. If there's nothing, point three. If there's nothing, can we do it in that fashion, please, Chair?
Thank you very much. Yeah, I think we keep on amending how we must do it. I think I say, Mr. Dennis, in your work is almost now getting smaller, the way I'm hearing. It will depend if people have input on a particular subject, which include yourself. So on the introduction, which is in page one, is there any issue there? Let's start with Mr. Redel. You have your hand up, but I wanted the content advisor, because we said he should be leading us on this matter. On that introduction, is there any issue there?
Yes, sir.
Then you come then, Honorable Redel.
Sir, the word in 1.1 in that heading, selecting, should be changed to touring. In other words, reasons for touring the Federal Republic of Germany.
That
word. Because selecting there still refers to when we planned. But for me, something needs to be changed there. And I thought the word should be touring rather than just selecting.
Where
no,
are
just
you?
Sitting.
Where? Which paragraph?
No, it's point 1.1, Chair.
Okay, the reason for selecting the Federal. Okay, you are suggesting that it should be a reason for touring.
It should be either visiting or touring.
Visiting makes sense.
Chair,
do you agree?
Yeah. No.
Honorable Whip?
Chair, even both those words will, if I am a lay person from outside, I would say, look, our parliament spends their money. They go and visit, they go on tour.
Mm-hmm.
I would say reasons for the study tour to
okay.
the Federal Republic.
Okay.
Reason
for the study tour.
Reason for the
study tour.
Study tour.
Yeah. Because the top says, Chair, the Portfolio Committee on Public Works haven't undertaken a study tour. So we should be inconsistent. We should be consistent.
Yeah. This is for the study tour. So that is the best name from one of Adams. So, okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank
one?
You very much. What we have study tour. We have agreed with that one.
Both of us are looking at you.
Okay, thank you very much. Is that any other point, Mr. Dennison, before we go to Honorable Reda?
Chair,
on this heading?
I want to suggest that the third paragraph
the committee aimed to?
To gain insight into how, and then the next few words from after how, in other words, the word this, from this to the next how, to be taken out. There's an unnecessary repetition there, Chair.
How private, or what? Which one?
How, so all the words from this after how, the entities, all those words to and how, the last two words and how must be taken out.
Are you there?
And how must be included. That must be taken out. Nothing goes missing if we do that.
Okay.
The sentence reads better.
Okay, it makes good sense. Okay. What are you looking? Mr. Redel is also having something.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, my comments relate to the fact that I believe that there should be an entire additional paragraph added. This relates specifically to our discussions last week, or emanates from it, but the fact that we need to list the people that attended this study tour and represented the committee whilst we were in Germany. Thank you.
Lists of attendees. Okay, that is the okay, that is agreeable. Is that the caucus agreed to this proposal? Okay.
It should be the first point. The delegation.
Yeah.
Who's the delegation leader?
Mm.
Very important.
Yeah.
Delegation leader, and who's the members of a party? Because it's it was a multi-party delegation chair. So it should be the first point.
Okay. Now that point is even improved by Honorable Adams. I think you are very helpful today. I think you drank enough water.
It sounds legal now.
Okay. So, no, Bala, you got how it is put. Okay. We are moving. Any other point on the introduction? Researcher, you are not banned from participating. So, we are moving now from introduction. Honorable Reda?
Chairperson, sorry, I'm thinking as I go through. Now, looking at my notes, looking at the very first, the top paragraph, it says that study tour from Germany from 10th to 13th of September. Now, in reality, we were there from the 9th to the 13th. And there's an omission which I was going to bring in a little bit later, which was our initial meeting with the consul when we landed and when we ended up in Munich. We had a very informative session which gave a little bit of background to the situation in Germany in terms of both how the embassy staff work and interact, how the consuls work and don't interact, sorry, and are expected to interact. And I think that excluding that discussion is not necessarily a good reflection of what we did. So the fact that we were working on Sunday afternoon must also be recorded somewhere.
I think that's very, even if we summarize, just for the world to know, that is what really, even if the contents are summarized, but at least we took time to get that. I think, thank you very much. I think, Honorable Reda, I said you should study towards being a doctor.
No.
Because I like your input. It's logical. It makes sense. You see, you fill the gap, which means the people with doctorate, they do what you are doing. They fill the gap. They don't want just to pass things with gaps.
Chair, I look forward to your letter of recommendation on my application to uni, sir. Thank you.
good.
Chairperson, I don't know whether the two of you were on the same flight or whether you've been in the same bar last night or something. But I think, it's a good point, but it's not suitable for our introduction. It should start. It should start when on point number. The numbering is a bit wrong here, but it should start on point two, page three, study tour. It should start from there. But in terms of point one, sir, see that I don't see any fundamental changes of the members that were there. I was not there. I would then propose that we accept point one with the changes and move. Okay.
Okay. We're going to now the point 1.2. But that numbering, how are you going to divide it, Mr. Dennison? There's 1.2 and then 3. Take us through the numbering, how are you going to divide it?
The 1.1 will become the delegation.
Okay.
And 1.2 will then be reasons, etc. will carry on. The strategic objective and focus areas will be there. Then 2 will have a 2.1, which will be the meeting with the council in Munich. And then 2.3.
Okay.
But we'll sort all of that.
It's important that, because we are not really rushing, sometimes these things not
so
and have done. Not been done. Better when we do it together.
Can you share?
Yeah.
That's going to take very long, the numbering, because it goes right through. All the numbers must change.
Okay.
Could you instruct us as a team to solve that? Otherwise, we're going to take very long.
Okay. Honorable Reda?
Chairperson, yes, I think that perhaps that recommendation is a good one. The fact that we're meeting tomorrow, albeit for other issues, might also give us an opportunity to just have a final look at the amended document and give the final go-ahead, the acceptance afterwards, Chair.
I think that is very good. We are happy with that, so that we see it go up. Yeah, so that we don't really hope it will happen. Okay.
Sorry, Chair. Chair, no, I haven't seen a notice for tomorrow and for committee meeting. I've arranged a doctor's appointment for tomorrow, and except that ophthalmologist appointment. So, but Chair, we can still accept the documents with the amendments instead of, like your words, postponing it for tomorrow. We can still accept it with the amendments. When we're done,
But tomorrow we are going to have a meeting, so which means looking at it as a collective is a good thing. It also gives weight to our staff to do the job, you see. So knowing that the full collective will be looking at it, does it really make the work to be done? Remember, we're dealing with something that happened some time back. Honorable Ndaba?
Thank you, Chairperson. But we are going to adopt today, and the corrections maybe Honorable Ndaba can assist for
adoption. We adopt today,
yes.
But then tomorrow we are given something that is done.
Yes, but adopt today
with
corrections. Yes.
Okay, if tomorrow we see that still there is something that must be corrected, we will do what is the view?
No, Chair,
yeah.
The reason in terms of adopting with the amendments is that we then allow the staff to go and do the amendments as we have seen fit. But we've adopted the report.
Yeah.
And then the staff can then send, after they have done the amendments, they can then send the documents through all the members.
That's right.
As such to say, okay, that was the correct amendment, or no, that wording was not there. But we have adopted the report with the right and proviso with amendments, because I'm just preempting and thinking, Mamu Jobo is attending labor tomorrow. Honorable Adams has got her staff also tomorrow. Myself, I've got an ophthalmologist appointment at 10. So it's three members already, and Honorable Masiela is not here. Honorable Sekelebe Maklopo is not here. So instead of... So instead of postponing the thing for tomorrow, the adoption, let's see that we are now the quorum. We'd rather do it today and with the amendments.
Okay. I think, Mdrobo, we are enactment then.
Yes, Chair, but you can correct...
If there's something of if there's any amendment or there's something that is... Before I signed off. Okay, I think...
Chair, I was worried because when she said Honorable Ryder, I was worried there's a coup d'etat of taking over your powers. That's why I was worried.
Thank you very much. Okay, we are there. We have taken that now. We then move to page 3. We are leaving the focus area. Okay, Denison?
Chair, just on page 2, 1.2 strategic objectives. The last one to the word rather the paragraph ends in efficient way. There should be a full stop and the next block of words should be taken out. That's also a repetition.
What?
Unnecessary repetition. First paragraph, 1.2 on page 2, the word inefficient way, second last line. Inefficient way, full stop after way, and delete the rest of the sentence. The next sentence starts with the committee that signed of the, just again, the capital C's all will be changed in the case of committee unless it is the committee's name.
Okay.
Then just under focus areas, the delegation, and then after that, undertaking this study tour must also come out. Sure. We already know that the delegation is doing that. That's unnecessary to say. Then the third bullet that starts with a visit to Stuttgart. And then we say German Sustainable Building Council. You would notice that the abbreviation says DGNB. Now, if my mother reads this, who was not with us, she'll wonder what is DGNB. It should be GFBC. So what we're doing here, Chair, is we're putting the German abbreviation right through the document that will be DGNB, but in a footnote that will say Deutsche Gesellschaft für nachhaltiges Bauen will be at the bottom.
Okay.
So that makes sense right through the building.
Okay.
I mean, through the
document.
And then the second last bullet on that page, Chair, the word inspection should be a small I. The inspection. Inspection should be a small I.
Okay.
That's it, Chair.
We move then to page 3. Let's page 3. There was already a correction there that we started to... We started on the 9th.
The council will be in as 2.5.
And the date, we started on the 9th. So,
yeah.
You got that, Secretary? Any other there on that page, Kasegate? On that study, on page 3, Kasegate? Any other point there on page 3? Yeah.
If I might share, 2.1, again, because we're going to use DGNB, the words Deutsche Gesellschaft für nachhaltiges Bauen should come out, and just DGNB will be there. From my side, that's the only one.
Okay. You say we must take out the long...
Deutsche Gesellschaft
für... But is it not helping those that you said won't understand?
It's under the footnote in the page just before that, so it should not appear there.
You think everybody will go to the footnote? Is there harm if we leave
the footnote, Chair? There's a number, there's a number. DGNB will have a little number, and the number will be repeated at the bottom, the word, the old name will be repeated, the page is turned over, it says this is the German Sustainability Council, Building Council, sorry,
okay.
The word, the, I immediately see a mistake here. It shouldn't say this sustainability, it should be sustainable building council. My point is that it will then be saying there, and then after that DGNB will be there, it will be very clear that it's the same abbreviation that we cleared up in the previous page.
Okay, any point in page 3? Any further point in page 3? We move into page 4, there's a heading there. 212.1.4 for now. The numbers we know will change. Any point there? We're moving to page 5. There are two headings there, subheadings. Any point in those two subheadings, page 5? We're moving to page 6. There's one heading there. Honorable Reza.
Thank you, sir. The second bullet on page 6 says Stewart's Academy that DGNB is presents courses in. I think that is superfluous. And then I was wondering if we shouldn't draw attention to the Green Building Council of South Africa and just say that there are similarities between the two, although the DGNB has a lot that they could teach us. It was certainly an observation that while we were there.
Yeah.
Shepherdson, I... I think I wrote somewhere that they do have, yeah, that's on page 3, Chair.
Yeah, good doctor is here. Yes.
If there's rumor that a good doctor is here, Chair. The meteorologist.
Welcome, Dr. Big. We got the apology. And I assured the members, I know when you give that, you will always come. So you are now here, we are all smiling.
Honorable Chair, just on page 3, just to satisfy, or to make certain that we actually refer to that.
Yes.
That is there, but also the name Pascal Clowney. Now we don't have the attention of the good meteorologist. The name Pascal Clowney is there. In
page 3. Okay.
Now, okay. May I just read that quickly? The Chief Executive Officer, that is 2.12. Chief Executive Officer confirmed that while the organization did not have a formal working relationship with the South African Green Building Council, he knew some of the sustainable building specialists in South Africa.
Okay.
That is how he put it.
Yeah.
And in the recommendation we will.
Yeah, okay. So you find that on the radar. Okay, we are back in page 6. Can we move then to page 7? Mr. Radar?
Thank you, Chair. Chair, I think that one of the most important facts that I took out of the visit from DGNB and Roche Partners was the fact that sustainability is not always only about protecting the environment in a very direct kind of first touch approach, but the point that buildings need to be designed with their longevity in mind. The fact that people need to love the buildings that they're using, those buildings need to be designed to last for a long time, so that you don't build a building now with beautiful, all recyclable stuff, but have to break it down in 5 or 10 years' time and build something new, albeit with recyclable stuff. But that factor that buildings need to be liked and loved, and not focusing entirely on the green nature of your building only, the fact that Blocher Partners employs social scientists as part of their design process to ensure that their buildings meet the needs of the people that they're designed to put up with. I think that was one of the main emphasized points that I picked up out of our interaction. It's not given any traction here.
Mm.
And it's something that I think, it's a way of thinking
that
we need to adopt. And, and from my point of view, that was one of the biggest learnings that I had from these first couple of days.
Mm. We note that that's good observation indeed, because must not just build the academy.
Honorable Chair, if I may, we refer to the transdisciplinary approach. We refer to the emphasis also of buildings as spaces that should invite people to converse. That's one of the things that I remember came from there as well. But what we may just have to look out for, Chair, I'm keeping it sharply in mind, what the Honorable Member said, just to make certain that when we get to the recommendations that we actually put that in the recommendations as something at the standard for our public works portfolio.
Jen, I think just to get to the wording that's being used here, which I think is perhaps good if you were there and you can understand it quite easily, but under paragraph 2.2.2 on page 7, the second bullet point, it says people who work at the company do not practice their own discipline. And I think that it would be better to say people who work at the company do not restrict themselves to only practicing their own discipline. Because I think that's what we saw. There was a very collaborative nature in what people were doing. So they were doing what they do best, but not only focusing on the end result from their point of view, but also from the point of view of various other disciplines.
Are we together?
I just have to go there, Chair, because I did make a change to something.
Are we
there? Maybe just to reach here, and maybe the Honourable Ryder can then respond. I made a change to it when I read through it last night, because I also didn't like what was the way it's put there currently. The way I changed it was, people who work at the company do not practice their own discipline in ways that hold up their own field of expertise as having the only answer. But I would like to hear what the Honourable Ryder just said again, because it may be that the Honourable Ryder's one is better.
Can you come back, Mr. Ryder?
Yeah.
I think Nola has captured it there on the screen, too.
Oh.
People who work at the company do not restrict themselves to only practicing their own discipline, holding up their own expertise as having the answer.
I think only answer would be the change I would say. Anything having the only answer.
They are open-minded.
Yeah.
Okay. Thank you very much. We move to page 8. We move to page 9. Move to page 10. This is the continuation of page 9. Page 11, there's one heading there, visit to Buddha, Honorable Brother.
Thank you, Chair. Chair, this is a very short paragraph for a very informative day. Particularly in light of our recent joint meeting with the
police
committee, the Oversight Committee on Police. And I would like to see perhaps a few more comments. I mean, I certainly was observing the security issues that happened at the Bundestag, and I think it might be worth mentioning here as well. And the fact that it appeared that there was almost no expense spared in terms of getting that security right. And however, public access was encouraged, and there were a lot of members of the public there, and tourists moving in and out. I mean, you know, it was alarming to see how many people were there, up and down. Whilst there was a very important budget meeting going on in the building, but then again, the fact that we as visiting dignitaries were passed through security. There was no rubber gloves or cavity searches or anything that took place. We were merely ushered through because of the fact that we were considered to be visiting dignitaries. And I think that this goes back to the comments made in the police committee about not using a sledgehammer to kill a fly. But I believe we can mention it here specifically because it's a big learning that we took out of that thing as well.
Yeah.
And again, something that is relevant at the moment.
Honourable Patricia Adams?
Yeah, Chairperson, I couldn't agree more. The security at the building is And the security person...
Can you put the recorder there? Put it on...
Thank you, Chair, for the opportunity. I couldn't agree more with my colleague because that was a feature that struck me right from the beginning.
Yeah.
If you compare that with what we have here, this is children's play here. They were professional.
Yeah.
They were focused towards their work.
Yeah.
You even had the fright. You must do just that and you must do it correctly.
Yeah.
And I said to myself, I thought to myself, if we could implement this here, we wouldn't have what had happened a few weeks ago here. So that, I think, must be certainly inflicted into our report. And the other thing is, Jefferson, we were dignitaries. I didn't get the impression that we were dignitaries.
Yeah.
We were just visitors. As other visitors were. And Chairperson, outside of the building, the strict security outside of the building. I don't know whether it's possible here in South Africa as we are a people's country. But that also struck me. Thank you.
Okay. Maybe what we may want to also emphasize, see, because even here we do have security everywhere, but here people are not passionate about their work, whereas there they complement each other. We were even taken to the inner wing in Parliament, which is reserved for dignitaries. You see, when you go in the public gallery, we're taken to the one that take you closer, you see. But everywhere you are going, the people are watching. They are ensuring. I took a chance by taking a photo. Already people say, no, you don't take a photo. You see, I had already taken, but you can see they are looking. So you can't take chances hoping you are not seen. So, which means there's a passionate commitment. Here, there's a lack of commitment. You see people, but they like to joke. They like to talk about gossiping during their work time. So they are not really, which is a bad thing throughout public service in South Africa. Whether you are in hospital and you need assistance, you are sick, unless you are known, you'll find people who must treat others joking.
So people are not serious here. So I think commitment to work is the biggest South African problem. So of course not all, but there are those who are overpowered by others. Others are working hard while others just are there for money. You see, I think really I agree that those points we must put so that people must learn. There's a difference. We saw commitment, we saw high discipline for everybody. You see, nobody who was just joking there. You don't find people gossiping, talking about their weekend. So here they think they are allowed, you see. So I think it's important to give that people, so that people can learn from those good practices in other countries. Honorable Adams?
No. Chair, no, I wasn't there with when you went there, but, you know, I don't know if you've noticed that the German parliament is much more friendly people.
Mm.
There's always queues and queues.
Mm.
Of school children and
yeah.
visitors that visit.
Yep.
But I don't know if they've told you the story about the parliament. After it burned down, it was destroyed during the war.
Mm.
It was then rebuilt, and it was then rebuilt with a view of making it much more of a friendly people's parliament.
Mm.
Now, we call ourselves a people's activist parliament,
mm.
but we are not that people-friendly
mm.
in terms of our parliament. And I think it's part of the meeting with the police committee, what also in terms of our access control should be as such in terms of the German model, it is that you can't move anything through without being seen.
Mm.
And you see that police are blaming public works for access control
mm.
and that type of thing. It should be part of our recommendations as well, what you have seen there
mm.
from the German model should be really implemented into South Africa.
Mm.
On my, I don't know how many occasions I've been to the parliament, but on the visits there, it always amazes me every time
mm.
to see something new mm. that's happening.
Mm. Mm. Thank you very much. So then, Honorable Reda, then that is being beefed up. I can see that Sir Dennison is also beefing up that part, so that at least he can use more lessons. Even about the history of that country, that the parliament itself, you just learn a lot. That's why, in terms of numbers, I think we must indicate how many tourists get there in a day.
4,000
in a day,
mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, which means in a year is millions. So I think this must give more info. And this is managed easily indeed.
Mm.
Managed, and there's a free flow, but you go through discipline. So I think those points must be mentioned. Okay, can we move to page 12? Honorable Reda.
Chairperson, thank you. I think under matters observed, we should write that although this was a well-intentioned visit, it was the biggest waste of time while we were in Germany.
What else?
While the visit was well-intentioned, it was the biggest waste of time while we were in Germany.
Well, where do you think we must put that?
No. What was he talking about, Chief?
A visit to the
farming
community at the Eco Village in Godowood.
Okay, you know what I was thinking, when we were talking about the on page 11, this parliament, some of the features can be considered when this decision of moving parliament from here to another place, they must include those features of the chairman, you see. So we must have a point there that when this is when happens, that because we are appreciative of how they have put that new parliament, because it can only be put in a new parliament, isn't it? So, but I think on page 12, I think the lady was just pulling our leg that you can't feel bad about going to farmers. Support farming a lot. So on that page, any points there? Page 12?
11, Chair, just at the bottom.
Okay, 11, the bottom.
The other one is spelled incorrectly. It should be an O, B-R-B-O.
Okay, so it's corrected. Okay. So, okay, we're moving to page 13. 12 and 13, if there's anything. 14 and 15, or is 14 we're dealing with the embassy? Anything there? And then 15, observations and findings, Honorable Reda.
Thank you, Chairperson. Chair, I would like to see a comment in here about the surplus inventory within the embassy building. There was a lot of furniture and other things that was stored, but not well stored. And therefore potentially deteriorating fast over time, over a short time, and the lack of adequate storage for what they had. That's my first point, Chair. My second point is that the second bullet point on page 15 was not my understanding. The first and second bullet points, you know, there were two entrance or two accesses, and the one was unusable because of a long outstanding problem with a gate motor that wasn't well maintained. And so where it says right in the introduction the embassy building was in a good state, I think it's in a mostly good state, because there were certainly signs of neglect here and there, and it was detailed further through that page as well. The fact that the maintenance is not happening as it should be done. I think the one important item that's missing out of this, again, that was highlighted to us while we were in with the ambassador and his team, was the slow turnaround times on the requisitions to Durco, which need to be signed off here in South Africa. And the fact that I think they said it took 14 months for some requisitions to be authorized, by which time the quote has changed substantially and they need to go back and start again, which was resulting in problems for their maintenance. And I think it's quite important for us to indicate here that Durco does not seem to have the capacity to manage these buildings. So I understand that where we're moving towards is a decision ultimately as to whether these properties should be managed under Public Works or under Durco. And I think we need to emphasize the fact that Durco, as it stands right now, does not have the capacity or the knowledge or the understanding to undertake the maintenance of their own buildings. And in fact, yeah, there were signs of some neglect.
Okay. Those boys? Okay.
Gentlemen? We need to put the word reasonably between, just before a good state. So it should be a reasonably good state. Was in a reasonably good state rather than just saying that it was in a good state. Because the Honourable Member is correct. There were... And as he says, the page does refer to the leaks and other matters. What we will put in chair is especially this matter of requisitioning taking
too long,
more than a year.
That may
the reason why it takes long I put in, but I didn't say that it took long. But just on page 16, Honourable Chair, the reference to the furniture is there, but maybe that should come more to the front. Because what happens when you put a heading and you put the important stuff as some of the last bullets, and it means you mean, that means you don't take that one too seriously. It's quite a serious one. So I'm going to move those bullets forward and add the matters that the Honourable Rider stated, Chair.
Honourable Rider?
Chair, but it sounds here that everything was hunky-dory. It says the basement was being used to store the furniture of staff that was moved to other missions. This was necessary, blah, blah, blah.
Mm.
It doesn't say that the stuff was haphazardly thrown into the basement in inadequate surroundings, in parking bays, reducing the number of parking bays available to the staff, etc., etc., and, you know, piled on top of each other and getting damaged.
Now, I think the one key point that we must not lose is the point Honorable Red is raising of the management of issues by DECO in their own areas is leaving much to be desired. So you use this example of the supply chain that take forever, and by the time they respond, things have changed. I think we must, because you heard that when we were in Namibia, you hear it everywhere. So it's like it's something that indeed it must be prominent in our report, because they must learn from our report. In fact, even in the recommendation, I think that point we must put it even in the recommendation. Honorable Patricia Adams.
No, Jay, I didn't want to say anything, but you know the assets.
Mm.
To whom does it belong?
Mm.
Is there asset register? You know, I was saying to Mr. De Mason, before 1994, one always looked at pictures of the embassies that. It was so elaborate, it was vast, what do you call, arts and things that were there. And it was just, I was saying to him, this buildings look so, when we were at the house of the ambassador, so Spartans, that means so sparsely, what's the word?
Furnished,
yes. You know, they were such luxury items.
Mm.
What? I'm talking of the crockery,
yeah.
The paintings. What happens to that? We can go past that.
Yeah.
We can go past that.
Mm.
But that's the property of the people of South Africa.
Mm.
And the longer we are from 1994, the more these things will be get away from the nation. Won't be our property.
Mm.
I was just thinking about that.
Mm.
You know,
mm. Mm.
Public works and DECO should work like this.
Mm.
Into
mm.
each other.
That is other.
Yeah. We shouldn't say, no, it's your responsibility, no, it's your responsibility. We should talk. And the thing that Honorable Rider mentioned now, the capacity and ability of DECO to manage these overseas things.
Mm.
I think that the two departments
mm.
should look into a sort of body between them,
mm.
consisting of professionals of all sorts of kinds,
mm.
even people that can value these articles that are in the houses. They should at least work together to keep our embassies in the way it was pre-1994. And you see, the other thing is, Jefferson, we are talking about, the opposition is talking about cut on the embassies.
Mm.
And this
mm.
cut on the embassies
mm.
will take away further the you will certainly find the ambassade and good. So, I think it was proactive is and leading. Thank you, Jefferson. I know it's not for the verslag, but this is iets wat my geplaatst.
Mm.
En ek het die Duitse ambassade. Was seker een van die ambassades wat die beste gemeubileer was. Want ek het 'n spesifieke belangstelling and leasehold holders. Thank you, Chairman.
Honourable Fred Adams.
No, thank you very much, Chair. But Chair, I hear what Honourable Wright and Honourable Adams is saying, but and but I think it will just strengthen this committee's case as well. As we've done now with the Namibian report and all other missions in terms of under the auspices of DERCO, but also with Public Works is the custodian, is that DERCO or the missions should account for the maintenance budget that they receive. Because you can't get money and then spend it somewhere else, and then when something happens, it's Public Works, but you do get the money. So they should, it, I think it should be in the report here, in this report, what happened to the maintenance money, that we should ask DERCO, but where's the maintenance money that you received? Why don't you pool that maintenance money together and fix your dome, or fix the sanctuary or something to that effect? It's just arguing and strengthening the point of this committee that monies have been spent and given to various departments for maintenance, but they are not using it. The same as municipalities do with the EPWP. They get the EPWP money, but then they use it for other operating costs and all that. And it's the same with that's happening with DERCO as well. Okay.
I think let's beef it up. I really like the comments from Honorable Redder, Honorable Patricia Adams, Honorable Freddie Adams. You know, let's not be quiet when the good status of the buildings sometimes back were good, and now they are being diminished every time, even furnishing, even things that were put, expensive stuff that were making the government building to appear that way. Now they are disappearing. And we have, at least we must make a noise. People must know that, as we are doing over that, we can see that now these are now buildings with nothing. Whereas they had a lot, in the even in the walls, you know, nice paintings, nice, but there's now nothing. I think we must cry that we must our report must expose. Would know we can see. We were from a particular because we were there in 1994. Myself and Patricia Adams, we were grown up. Were there, you see? So we know what was happening. So people must not now. We go there now. There's nothing. No, Honourable Fit.
Chairperson, yeah, just on that the comment about, look, there's a problem, we know that there's a problem in the maintenance of buildings in foreign countries. I just want to caution us to want to put the sole blame, and I'm probably alone on this one, on DERCO. It's because we need to be assured, there's also a responsibility that the Department of Public Works has. So I just want to, you know, that when we record it, make sure that the departments, instead of just one particular department, because you probably find in a DERCO report, they will then report that the Department of Public Works is the guilty party. So fine, we know, we've been to Namibia and we've been to Germany, there's a problem. But I just want to make sure that we do it, we report it in that way.
Thank you. I think the way Honourable Patricia Adams put it, she said, this department, the custodian, which is Public Works, and the DERCO internationally, they must work like twins. So they must work together, which means Public Works must not almost live 100% away and no longer even have any way of visiting. Because in Public Works, there are people who are dealing with foreign properties. They are in Public Works. What do they do when there's no portfolio committee visiting? Because they are said to be, they are in Public Works but looking at properties. So what do they do every day when they cannot also find out on these wrong things? So in these embassies, things that we found there thrown away, people have just took because nobody cared. All these things, say we are not taking ownership of government material, government stuff. Nobody cares. We are a government who don't really care. We are not passionate. We are not patriots. You see? So things that you can see, these things are important. But it was just left today, for anybody to grab. And then, indeed, then people ended up grabbing. I think our report must be critical. But for Dr. Fig, I guess we were briefed properly that there was a clear arrangement when Dr. Square was still a minister that DERCO was given a mandate to run with foreign affairs. The only thing they were not doing is to sell, to dispose, but managing, doing everything, we were given that briefing. So, which means then when the buildings are not taken care of, then we must indeed blame. So there's no confusion, because sometimes when you pretend you don't know who to blame, then you're making people, those that must do the work, to hide between other people. So whereas there's a clear amount that they know, the only thing they cannot do is to sell, which they want to do. They are really pushing to do, because that's all they want. They are not taking care of properties. They even burn them. They even leave them unoccupied. I think we must really criticize them. Well, criticize them, because otherwise, because the arrangement is that if they are no longer using, they must hand it back to public works and recommend it to be sold. But they are not doing it. They want this building to be forgotten and then they disappear. So I think we must indeed write that we are not happy with this. Because they belong to our children and our grandchildren, to the future. We found this world like it is. We must leave it better. As we go and see another world, we must leave this one still fine, with everything that was done. So I think I like the points you have raised, remember, so that at least we must be seen to be envious, protecting our things that belong to this South Africa. So I think I can see Mr. Dennison is adding here and there. So I think that would be brief. Can we move to those were observation and findings, ne? So I think we have added and added. That was in page 15. We're moving to page 16. Official resident of the embassy there. Any point there? I think we have captured other points. Because I think we must be very protective that these offices must be kept in good order. But if DERCO does not even give a requisition properly in time, it's making those properties to degenerate. Page 17. You see, page 17 is dealing with the bond, that visit and observation and findings. I think we have added others already.
There are still spelling errors that we will fix up here. I noticed them.
Okay.
On 17, there are spelling errors, but we'll sort that out.
Okay. We're going to page 18 and 19. Still observation on the embassy building in Bonn. And observation on the still the official residence. That is page 18 and 19. Honorable Reader.
Chairperson, perhaps I haven't spent enough time reading the document, but I just want to perhaps ask if there's enough emphasis, I haven't seen it, on the reasons why there was a move from Bonn to Berlin. So as a casual observer reading the document, is there a comment? I could well have missed it, that says that, you know, with the reunification of Germany following the fall of the Berlin Wall, etc., etc. Is that comment, where is it?
17,
thank
you.
Another bullet from 17.
Okay.
Okay,
you correct those errors. Okay, so that is taken care of.
Okay.
Yeah.
No, I'm sorry, I'm just a bit confused.
Okay.
I don't know what the relevant of the point is to do with the with this report, or was the committee briefed on it, or was it mentioned at all? Oh, okay.
It's actually part of what was briefed in the council.
Okay.
The very first meeting we had.
Yeah.
A briefing on that, which is why it's important that that's also there, and then it will also appear on 17.
So, Kashi, the lessons are like, you know, when there's a new arrangement, there is bound to be some changes. So that is what happened when the Berlin Wall had to fall, then even the capital was changed. It's just only in South Africa where, when the new democratic government came in, you still have Cape Town, you still have Bloemfontein. So you still have the old order. It's only here. We got to get here in terms of learning from others. You see?
Okay.
So we can move to next page 20. Now recommendations.
Sorry, Chair.
Honorable Leader.
I know you're getting tired of me, Che.
No, I'm not tired. You are very helpful. I like
you.
page 19, Che. And I think, you know, again, it's important to reflect what we saw. And I think that the top of page 19 is the end of page 18. And I think it's important to note somewhere in this that the cost of refurbishing this property is massively prohibitive and unaffordable to South Africa. So this property as it stands right now, and I think the example that makes it clearest is the fact that the boiler room or the heating and cooling system has not operated for 20 years. So you've got all this technology in the basement that will effectively need to be taken out and scrapped and replaced, because of course all the seals are no longer sealed, etc., etc. And I said that's old technology anyway, it would be worthless and you wouldn't be able to get spare parts for those things. So I think it's important to make the statement that main or refurbishment or renovation of this property is prohibitively expensive, and you know, effectively it's currently not even worth the land value that we have there.
Okay, so you'll see how to phrase it. But we are going to recommendation, and that's where we are going to say something, whether we are saying about that building, because I think we must be clear what we are really saying. Honorable Pick.
Thank you, Honourable Chairperson. Sorry to be difficult here, but the second and third bullet points.
Which page?
17.
17. Okay.
I'm not going back. Sorry.
No problem. We are
second and third. It's just not good English to say that the mayor's office has informed us. I think we could use better wording there. I don't think the office can talk. So that's the point that I'm making.
The office of the mayor.
Yeah. So a spokesperson for the office or something to that effect would sound better than the mayor's office speaking.
Okay. We must be relevant. Must be specific.
Not as officers to speak, but I'm actually... Share address on his office.
Okay, so... So we are done in that page. Can you go back then to recommendations? That is page 20. So the first recommendation, Dr. Pick.
Sorry, Chairperson, again. Yeah. So I think the recommendations cannot be, the numbering cannot be 2.11.
No.
Oh, sorry, you spoke about that. Apologies. Okay.
Okay. No, you are correct. You must check things. So the numbering will be sorted. Okay? So, Dr. Rader, we have agreed that you must study to be doctor.
Number 9, page 19, Chair, 2.10.1, the first bullet point says the former resident was in a better condition. I think the correct way to put that, because better than what is the first question I asked, but the former resident was in a slightly, it wasn't much better,
yeah,
in a slightly better condition than the old embassy, the former embassy.
Slightly.
Yes.
I agree with that English.
Especially having gone into that one room where everyone said I was brave to actually walk inside that outbuilding.
Yeah.
Are you all?
Brave.
Okay. We're moving to page 20 now. We are now on recommendations. Mr. Denison, you want to take us through what on recommendations so that we are clear? With not too many recommendations. The first recommendation, because it's important that we are clear if we are not leaving out anything. Denison, do you want to read, or what is the best approach, members, on recommendations?
As we move to. Sorry, Chair. Mm-hmm. The way you have moved along with us now, it's
okay.
You're fine with it. I mean, I'm fine with it. I don't know about other members.
Okay, we are now with the recommendations. We are on page 20.
Maybe honourable members can, because I'm finding a problem with the second bullet, saying that the delegation was in awe at the wood panel. Hmm? No, where am I? I'm busy with. The wrong thing. I'm sorry, Chief. Sorry, I'm busy with the previous one. But sorry, it's just something that I need to highlight to myself because I find it strange that we would be in four of just a week and we didn't go like that. No. It's I was busy fixing. That's the problem, Chair, with trying to fix anything.
Okay, so fix it if
okay.
You have realized it. Because the history will go through this document, they will see that things that we put. Okay, so how many recommendations do we have here? The numbering is not really helping.
Chair, can I just say something about the recommendations as they are currently?
Yeah.
Recommendations as they are currently require a member's assistance. Because what we've tried to do was to take the findings and turn them into recommendations. They look extremely huge, which is not what recommendations should look like. But as we look at it, we should just remember that it's always the minister instructing the DG. But in this case, there will also be reference to, I suspect, interaction with the Durko minister.
Mm.
So, if we look at 211.1, what is 211 now? It should change to, I think, 3 or 4, 11.1. It says, let me read the first one first, at the top. The delegation recommends that the minister instruct the DG and his senior management team and the CEO and board chairpersons of the both environment construction entities to, and then it says, note the DGNB's Academy and Certification System courses that are aimed at turning construction professionals into sustainability experts. Now, what the two bullets that follow are sort of reasonings as to why, and perhaps those bullets must just come off. But this is in reference to the DGNB informing us about, I think it's a 4-week course, that allows our built environment officials and others working in the sector to go there and actually get including our green building, South African Green Building Council, to go there and be turned into sustainability experts. So my suggestion, Chair, is if honourable members agree, we take those two bullets away at the bottom, which are trying to say that it's a correct recommendation.
But I was looking at it in this way. The delegation recommends that the minister instruct all those to note the turning of the to note the work of the DGMB with regard to construction professionals and sustainability. Can we put that together to note the work that that organization is doing with the aim to so that it can become a part of our way of thinking?
Are we here, are we taking or the suggestion? Is it raining now? Is water boiling?
Is the aircon switched off?
Oh, somebody switched it off. Oh, on, okay. Oh, that's fine. Oh, automatically?
Yeah.
Oh, once you are in, it just gets on. Okay. So you're noting the lesson was...
I've got something on the screen that I can read. 211.1, note the work that the DGMB does to turn construction professionals into sustainability experts.
Okay. Okay. The following point. Anderson, what will be the recommendation to?
Further note the transdisciplinary.
Transdisciplinary.
I need oil for myself.
Yeah, no way.
Further note
you.
The transdisciplinary approach of Blocker and partners and the company's involvement with the DGMB. To underscore in the ministry interaction with the Council for the Built Environment, the professional built environment councils and companies, the importance of planning and designing buildings as living spaces. Honourable Ryder would remember that this is one of his points.
Yeah.
As living spaces that is part of broader society that requires protection. Now, Chair, all of that should come out after that. All the reference right through to that whole big paragraph there should just come out. In fact,
the committee secretary are also invited to talk.
Sure.
We're all together there. The researcher is always there because he's researching. Remember, you are researching. You don't go to places yourself. You just read. You see? You just go there all the time in the internet. You are forever there. And you engage, you even write to them. We have dealt with one, we are now dealing with two.
I'm reading two chair as change.
Uh-huh.
And again, as I read it now, I will change it to make it a more viable one because long things don't work. Further notes, the minister in other words, and those our entities and the CEOs and boards note the transdisciplinary approach of the German Green Building Council and architectural and construction companies, so that planning and designing buildings as living spaces that is part of broader society that requires protection can be replicated. So we're referring to what we learned there. The Minister needs to take note of this, his work with the Green Building Council and with the broader construction sector needs to be informed by what we found. But just to say, Chair, that I will draft something there that will then, with members' permission, refer to policy leaders such as the Minister. Once the white paper review is done, that some of those things should be stated in there. That won't be long.
Okay, that
would. But if I have permission from you, sorry, Chair, if I have permission from you to just redraft two, to refer to our lack of policy in this regard. Because there is a lack of policy in this regard.
Okay, that is a recommendation two, recommending that Denison will rearrange. Okay, where is three now? Do we go to three?
Chair, three refers to, and I'm just deleting the paragraph below it again. Three refers to the importance of the philosophy of using resources and the land by applying the relevant horticultural, husbandry, and agricultural knowledge and skills in order to benefit the broader community rather than driving from narrowly described profits. Was highlighted as a I see what I did. Apologies. I see what I did. Broadwin is what Honourable Benmaster may recall the Honourable Ryder referred to as a waste of time. And the Honourable Chair countered and said no, farming community. The third recommendation will refer to lessons learned there in terms of how land in rural areas could be used to develop and train young people. We have the material for that, and I can see which paragraph. I took this from a previous piece that I wrote as I drafted the report. But again, three also, Chair, I'll beat that one up to refer to agriculture and the use of land.
Okay, so there is lessons to learn then is from that shape.
Yeah.
You know that there were many small farmers scattered all over the place,
yeah.
But they had to unite, having understood the international trends. Now, having merged together, they are now trading internationally. Is it that they're trading internationally? Or in the that city? They are now trading.
They established the market. So the rural community that you're talking about, scattered farmers, disorganized, came together, organized, now do organic farming, and they have a market in Berlin.
They are now recognized now in that big city.
The challenge we have with this recommendation, Honourable Chair, is that it has little to do with public work.
Chairperson, we should also note that while it started off as a nice communal arrangement, the one gentleman has subsequently bought out the majority of other shareholders and is now him and his wife, and has created a monopoly of what monopoly capital there for himself, Chair.
And he's from Stellenbosch.
He's bought out everyone else, and he's the one that sits there as the fat cat, whatever you want to call it. No, Chair, really. Can't put lipstick on a pig.
That's why the Honourable Member has that view.
Well, I think what is good, where you have unemployment and you have land, you have farming that must feed the hungry. I think our approach is to whatever you write the lesson must that out of land you can kill poverty. Out of, resisting of people wanting to fold their arms is not helping our, even our South Africans. So I think that the recommendation must teach people that you, if land is properly utilized, I think we must capture it better. We must ignore other parts because indeed they are closer to what has happened here in South Africa. So, but I think our intention is to build. Our intention is to teach everybody that if you hard work, you can live. So you can even feed others. But how to capture it, I think, can we also leave it to you, Denison, to see how best can we, but we must have a lesson on that. From land, we can survive. Remember, if it will be working various, you know, discipline, you see. So if we use it, you see, in South Africa, we are not using even prisoners. So we can learn on how to survive too many ways, you see. I think, can you, three, then you will rely on you to how to capture it in a manner that can have a good lesson in the end of the day. Ines?
I think just in terms of what Honorable Ryder raised, if you're saying that it started out as a community and then it got bought up by two people or a husband and wife team. But then maybe one of the issues that should be included is that maybe as a cautionary note that some kind of checks and balances should be in place if we're saying that it's a community venture and that there should be some kind of legal sort of you know, clause to say that that kind of buying out, etc., it's just a suggestion, you know, should be considered in terms of if you want it to remain community based, it must remain community based in a certain way so that we don't create monopolies. Thanks.
Sarada?
Gee, those that sold are happy they sold, those that bought are happy that they bought. I think that a very brief recommendation on this item is the best we can do. Just a passing comment without any analysis or anything fancy, just say, you know, this was something that we saw, because really, if we analyze this too much, we're going to... I think as Mr. Donation said, it's got nothing, not much to do with public works. Yes, a very brief recommendation at best, saying something about, you know, work the land and benefit. End of story.
Okay, we leave it to Mr. Dizin then. That's three. We're going to four now.
Four refers, Chair, to what we found at Vector, where they... where we found that they spend a lot of money initially, but they're hoping to gain that money.
Allah must share with us what makes her to smile this much.
What is this
one? No, we're in a meeting. We see you smiling this much. Okay.
Four-chair refers to the long-term planning perspective in terms of immovable assets such as land and building. I just want to make it shorter so I won't say that falls within the mandate of public works. That has been displayed in the attitude of the German software company Vector, who initially spent much more but was certain to ensure environmental sustainability and cost recovery over the long term for the sake of its employees and global environment, etc. I'll make that thing much shorter than what it is currently. There's too much going on here as well.
Okay.
The warning of the Honourable Rider is absolutely correct when it comes to the
five.
I'm reading what I changed here.
Okay.
Not saying notes, etc., because notes will belong to noting and observing.
Mm-hmm.
So in recommendations, we'll just say...
Put your mic on.
I'm sorry. We'll just say, Chair, with regards to...
With regards to...
the dilapidated state of the former embassy office and ambassadorial residence buildings in Bonn, and the financial offers that were made in 2014 for the sale of the buildings described earlier in this report, and then we'll say we recommend that the Minister of Public Works, because there'll be 1, 2, 3, 4 sub of 5. We then recommend that the Minister of Public Works, Minister of Finance, at that time it was an old minister, it's now the new one, and the Minister of International Relations and International Affairs, 1, consider the high cost of scheduled and unscheduled maintenance in foreign missions that require a different financial delegation to ensure that buildings are sustainably maintained and repaired. This chair is just in reference to the complaint that the euro exchange with the rand makes it almost impossible for them to use the 100,000 for maintenance.
Yeah, yeah.
2, and I'm hoping as I'm reading that the Honourable Ryder's point of the lack of technical staff will be here. 2, a more realistic financial delegation formula is required for foreign missions to ensure that buildings and immovable property is properly secured, used and maintained. 3, a technical team of suitably qualified built environment specialists visit the 2 vacant buildings in Bonn with the aim of properly inspecting the physical state to arrive at bills of quantity. These are very technical bills of quantity that will tell you exactly the cost of whatever must be done. To arrive, this is the purpose, to arrive at comparable quantities to possibly renovate them into residential units before merely considering an updated offer to sell. That will also assist in case there's a decision to sell. We don't sell. We're already selling at a loss, but you don't sell at a loss at that current time, in that current, that particular financial year. Both of quantities are very important. 4, the DERCO and DPW's PMTE ensure that suitably qualified and experienced technical built environment professional teams are appointed, in other words, in both departments, to operate collaboratively in both departments. Sorry, there it is. This may be necessary, not as a measure of diluting the mandate of either department, but as a necessity to address the unique characteristics of both departments in terms of security, financial sustainability, maintenance and enhancement of South African properties abroad. Chair, this particular one is one that I gave more attention to than the others, because that was the very important reason why we went there.
Okay. So, that is where our recommendation ends. On bond property, let me hear what Honourable Mabas want to say.
Chairperson, I really don't like 2.11.5.3. For the Department of Public Works to send a team of people there to go and evaluate, etc., in an environment that they are not used to working in, is not going to have results, in my opinion. To wait for a technical team to go and investigate is going to waste time. We've only wasted 21 years. You know, I don't believe there's anything further that can be done with these properties, etc. It was quite clear to me in my ignorance that these properties are a burden and need to be sold urgently. I don't believe that we have the expertise. I don't believe it's in our mandate to go and speculatively develop properties for sale. I believe that I would remove 2.11.5.3 and rather replace it with a comment that the minister should instruct his team to dispose of these 2 properties as quickly as possible in a manner which will get realize the highest value for the South African government, and that we can cut our losses, Chair. I have got another recommendation to add, where I believe that...
I wonder if honourable members are listening to... Oh no, I'm saying to the staff, taking that... where is Secretary now? When we are on a critical thing on recommendation, the Secretary is gone. Okay. I saw the phone and the smile. in trouble.
That's what I wanted to
do. when you are helping, they, when are they going to give it up? The point is putting. That's where I am. I think he has read my mind.
This is a very short book.
What you have said, we must sell it as soon as yesterday to the highest. We cannot, 21 years, still thinking. Now you send other people who will then get their friends and other friends and... my time. Honorable Patricia Adams?
Chairperson, we have a very important piece of legislation, Act Giyama.
Yeah.
Don't forget Giyama.
Definitely. Within Giyama. Yes.
Can I be excused now? Another application.
We are done. In fact, what you have said within Giyama, but Dr. Afik?
Sorry, Chairperson. I just want us just... if we look at that that recommendation, my understanding, it doesn't necessarily mean we take people over from South Africa over there, because Honorable Wright is saying that people that are don't have experience in that, in that day. So I think that's what we discussed when we raised the point that it might be a combination, but this doesn't, so maybe then we must state clear, you know, that it's not... Yeah. It's not people from South Africa. That's the point that I'm wanting to make. I don't know if we should really instruct to sell. I think consideration to sell might be... I think we really need to... I agree with Honorable Riley. Yeah, we have serious problems. I mean, the longer we keep those properties, we incur unnecessary costs. So... But just again, as the Honourable Adams, I'm just a bit concerned how we agreeing so much here. So I'm getting a bit worried. But nevertheless, okay. So I'm just saying, how we report it is definitely important, you know. So if that's the recommendation by the committee that they must sell.
Yeah. Exactly.
Okay.
We don't need it early.
Okay. So. But my point that I wanted to make was this technical team that we state here doesn't mean it's from South Africa. And I'm not saying it mustn't be from South Africa. Obviously, we need people that are from that country that are in that environment.
Now, the minister will know what to do.
Yeah.
If you want to send somebody here or whatever, but Tina, we want the property to go. Because it's now dilapidated every day. So, but it's still valuable because of the place, the situation. It's in the prime land, still, we can still get something out of it. In fact, many people can buy it just for the place, the situation where it is. For the prime land, they will buy for that reason. So I think there's still a lot in those properties, to be honest. There's still a lot that investors would see. So I think the sooner, the better. Honorable Adams?
No, Chair, then I think the recommendation should be clearly, without any other things or tails or anything against that, it should be clearly the portfolio recommends the minister to sell the property as soon as possible.
Yeah.
Because this will be ATC, and other people also read the ATC and see
that
there's dilapidated properties of public works outside.
The highest bidder. We must still get the best out of the, because it, we can still get the best. The people must know. You know, so it must be given to people for free.
But I don't will bid for that, Chair.
So because
6 million euros.
Thank you very much. Honourable members, I think that is the end. We are okay, Honourable Reda.
Chair, sorry, as I said, I've got an additional recommendation that I believe needs to be added.
Okay.
I'm still busy wording it correctly,
yeah,
but I'm going to put it out there for debate, and we can then fight about it, because I think we've finished agreeing with each other at this stage. But I think that we also need to recommend that the minister investigates the negligence within Durco and Public Works of retaining those bond properties and allowing them to deteriorate to the current stage that they're in, or status that they're in, with a view to taking disciplinary action and future corrective measures. Because, Chairperson, I think that the act of locking those doors 21 years ago and walking away has eroded the value of these assets, which could be jewels. And Durco indicated, well, we wrote a letter and it got ignored.
You were doing well. Read your recommendation. Don't motivate.
That's it. I'm justifying it, Chair.
Don't justify it. It's
okay.
Very clear. You can't have a proper degenerator and then we keep quiet. So that don't you think we cannot support? No. For 21 years, that was a crime. So we must know why. Who did what? Remember, we're a portfolio committee. We must, the minister must account. What did he do? Okay, he's a new minister, but he's now a successor in law. What happened? Why this? Otherwise, it's not fair. What has happened there is not fair. Those properties, sure. I think that's a good recommendation. You noted it, didn't you?
Yes, the report back to the committee, Chair, is anything I wanted to add.
Oh, report from the Chair, may I just read the last recommendation then?
Yeah.
We'll put the recommendation, the last part, should come first. And then, in other words, the one about the investigation, that allows, you know, into staff and why they're just...
They're going in public.
And
work.
Then we'll go to the last part, which says that... the buildings in bond be sold.
Mm-hmm.
That's it. So we say that's the problem, it looks like that, and there must be an investigation.
Immediately.
And a report to the committee, and that in the next financial year it be sold.
Mm-hmm. Immediately. The highest word, we still want to gain out of it, the highest. So people are not, it's not free. We must still get the best out of it. It's not like free. Well, people want to have that building for free, Gashagashi. So we must say, it's not for free. We want the best out of it because it's in a prime land. They must know that we know. Okay, then the report back to the committee. Honorable Fay?
Last recommendation, Chair, and I think that this one is also important, is that we recommend to the Minister that he review, in consultation with Durco, and in terms of Guillaume, the custodian user model currently in place, with a clear indication of the need for capacitation of the departments. So I believe that, can I
read it again?
Okay, review in consultation with Durco, and in terms of Guillaume, the custodian user model currently in place, with a clear indication of the need for capacitation of departments.
Honourable Adams?
Chair, it's a valid point, but on the other hand, the committee will meet with Durco tomorrow for the Foreign Services Bill, and I think that will fall directly into that space. Because we've already now say that the property in bond, because that's the only one that's outstanding there, which the portfolio committee has got the oversight of. But what Honourable Ryder raised, it's good, but the relevant platform would be to raise it with the Foreign Services Bill tomorrow.
In the new bill.
That's the relevant platform. I don't know maybe our two clever people can agree with me there.
Let's hear, let's open up. What is the view, Ines? Let's hear Ines first. Let's hear Ines. Nola, you are not participating. I want to hear your view as well.
I think that, Honorable Adams, that you are correct, but I think possibly what is being raised about it is that they should actually look at the overarching, especially in relation to this this proposed Foreign Services Bill. Because now that you've gone to two spaces, you've gone to Namibia and you've gone to Germany and seen actually how it's being this delegated authority given to Durco by DPW is being implemented, maybe the recommendation should remain in here as well, unless you feel it's a duplication.
Chair, no, I don't want the dialogue, Chair, but then we must be consistent because it's not in the Namibia report. And there we also had dilapidated buildings. So we must be consistent then as a portfolio committee to say, and I think the best part is where we had a joint oversight with international relations to Namibia. So it's the best part is then to put it in there, because that then covers every piece of property that's under the auspices of Public Works and under the auspices of Durco, the foreign service. Because we've got a bite as a portfolio committee of Public Works, and we've got a say into the Foreign Services Bill. And I think that should be our say, that the ministers should, there should be an overarching view of both ministers and all the ministers involved into this piece of legislation. Put it into the report, it will just be 80 seat, people will forget about it. But put it into a bill, it's law, it's there. So the voice of Public Works is then being heard into that Foreign Services Bill as well.
I'm not sure if I'll persuade the members. Like Ines is saying, he sees a lot of sensitivity. To be honest, if we can look into when we were briefed on the Zola Sequoia arrangement with the Delco then, even in that presentation, it was clear that there was a gap. That understanding was not taken to a proclamation stage. Mm-hmm. So, but it was implemented, even though it is not properly done, legally speaking. So, as I said, there's a gap. So for then this point then that Honorable Redder is raising, to me, it does make a sense that as a portfolio committee, we have a duty to tell our department. Good. There's a lot clear arrangement. You said there was supposed to be a proclamation, but the proclamation was not made. But in the cabinet, you respected it as if it is a legal. But in court, it cannot stand. Can you see what we are still? But now that we are briefed, now this recommendation that Redder is putting, from where I sit, and Ines, I think, Honorable Freddie, we can look into including it, because we are advising our department. Currently now, this arrangement is a gentleman's arrangement. The Public Works and the Deco is a gentleman. Legally speaking, we were briefed, it is not standing. So that's why I wrote a letter. He was a respected comrade of the liberation, and they all ministers, others were not really liberated from liberation. They were just co-opted because of peace deal, so they respected then Zola Sequoia, but there was no proclamation. Can you see what is still a problem? So I'm saying we must insert the current minister to really make this thing there. This relation must be a bit legal, because that, I don't know if you remember how we were briefed. I'll come back.
No, Chair. To put it in here, the difference between a bill, because the bill will become an act, which will be there in the statute books. This report won't be in the statute books. A new minister comes in here, disregard, says, no, man, that's a recommendation. Why must I listen to a recommendation. I've got a different view. But a new minister or anyone else can't argue against the statute of law, because it is in the bill, and the bill might become it will become an act as such. What I'm saying, I don't want a dialogue on it or anything, because Honorable Adams has to leave as well, but what I'm saying, it's a good thing from Public Works, as Honorable Reid has put it, so that the two ministers on all properties, not just on this one, but even on the Namibian one and all around the world, it should be done and it should be made law. That is what we are saying. That is what my viewpoint is, Jay.
Okay. Honorable Reider,
I agree thoroughly with Honorable Adams. Safe to say that our inputs into that bill need to come from somewhere. Logically, there was a trip to Namibia, there was a trip to Germany. Okay, so the conclusions from both of those will result in our recommendations here. Recommending it here, okay, is, I believe, justifiable and right, and then taking it from here into our inputs into the bill, that's now got a logical source that it comes from, and I believe it's got the right flow.
Yeah,
thank
we
you,
can
Chair.
Do it that way, then, Chair.
Okay, Ned?
I'm agreeing, because that is actually what I meant. Maybe I just didn't put it.
Okay.
That's the reason I said, you've been to Namibia, now you've been to Germany, you've seen this, so it carries over from here into tomorrow's meeting. Thanks.
Okay. Now there's an understanding, then we'll take it, we'll put it now here, and then we'll take it in the, even in the bill, but the minister must also really fix, because that arrangement was a gentleman arrangement. So we are almost then done with the Germany. Is there any other point, the Germany visit? Is there any other point?
Not sure.
What? We're done.
Yeah.
We'll fix you will then get your...
We're fixing it.
Yeah. Once you are done, you'll indicate, give, let me see it, and then by tomorrow when we go to the minutes with the joint police would have seen this report. Honorable Reider?
The only matter, therefore, Chair, is to diarize our return to Germany.
thank you very much. Yes, Honorable Member?
I propose adoption, Chair, with correction.
You propose?
Adoption with correction.
Okay, so the report is adopted with corrections. Seconda? Seconda? Reider, you were...
No, Chair,
yes.
Sorry, Chair.
Yeah?
But we don't... there was not much fundamental. We corrected the corrections.
That's right.
So we can't propose a report with adoption of corrections. We need to propose the acceptance of the report. If there's grammar spellings and all that, we give you and the staff the right to fix that.
Okay.
So I would ask Honorable Mjobo to rephrase the words.
Okay. So that is done. Dr. Fick?
Chairperson, yeah, I disagree with the Honorable Adams. There were amendments that were made. Being small.
Okay.
So the proposal is with amendments.
Thank you very much. So I take it we agree as proposed and seconded by Dr. Fick and Honorable Reider. Honorable Reider. Thank you very much. So Nola, we are done for this meeting. So that minutes the other meeting I talked to you about, we'll deal with it when?
Chairperson, if I can remember, we spoke about two sets of minutes which were of joint meeting. So the first one was the joint minutes of the meeting that was held with the PC on police, which we have already looked at as a committee, I think on the 17th of August. We looked at, but we said we're not going to adopt anything because it was a joint set of minutes. So it will be looked through tomorrow morning. That's what we're dealing with tomorrow morning with the PC on police at 9 o'clock.
Okay.
Then 9:30, we go into a joint meeting with the PC on IR in which we are considering the joint minutes and the joint oversight report. Thank you.
Okay, thank you very much. So can we ensure then that at 9 o'clock, where is the venue, by the way?
Tomorrow's venue at 9:30 is E540. I am not sure about the 9 o'clock, but I'll send a message to the members as soon as I confirm it with the...
Yeah, I think it's S35.
No, she did make mention that she might change it because it's part of the members have been complaining. So that's why I'm saying we will still confirm that.
Our last favorite venue is
Dr. Pick?
Can I request then, in the light that we have a meeting here, that if this venue is available, that we could have that meeting here, if it's big enough?
Nora, can you arrange and Norm to logistically assist the other colleagues of yours that we done here? Thank you very much. This meeting is adjourned.
Lola's favorite venue is the fact.
Sorry for what?
Huh?
I think we're telling that.